from the Johns Hopkins University Brain Science Institute.
Since the shorter day length, the light portions become in the middle of the day. If you take a brighter sunlight when you wake up and you're trying to drink your coffee or have your breakfast, if you have a very well brightly lit room, that will go a lot of steps toward helping your seasonal affective disorder.
Dr. Samer Hattar is an associate professor of biology and neuroscience at Johns Hopkins University, who specializes in the effects of light on behavior. Today on Brain Talk, why many of us suffer seasonal affective disorder when the days become darker.
People think because rodents are nocturnal animals, they hate the light. But actually, if you put a rodent in constant darkness, they have a major problem in anxiety. They don't feel very well. So even animals that are nocturnal, scientists are finding that they go out from their burrows in the day and they get some sunlight.
Scientists know that light plays an important role as our internal timekeeper or as a circadian clock. Throughout evolution, it's helped animals and humans know when to sleep and when it's safe to find food. As Dr. Hattar explains, this nucleus in the brain reads light to know what time it is.
The problem with this clock is not accurate. It usually runs either a little bit faster or a little bit slower than the day. So that's why this nucleus learned to get light information so it could adjust its inaccurate clock to exactly 24-hour clock. But now I think I'm starting to believe that light has much bigger role even than that. So in addition to adjusting this very important master circadian clock, it may have direct effect on other functions that we are still discovering, that somehow the brain needs to know and needs to receive this light information to be at optimal physiology.
Dr. Hattar has discovered that exposure to light at the wrong times of day can throw our internal systems out of whack and lead to serious health consequences, ranging from sleep disorders to cognitive problems. He says the body has a biological need to know when it's day and when it's night, and in our modern era, we need to respect this.
Try to avoid very bright lights at night. When you're ready to go to sleep, when you're ready to settle down, you want the limbic system not to be activated by light, which has a very strong alerting effect. You want to avoid bright light at night, so the biological clock knows it's night, your body knows it's night, and your melatonin level goes up and you could sleep. So what I tell people, you always have to use the minimum amount of light that allows you to see very well at home, but not go beyond that.
And this means, of course, powering down your computers, TVs, and phones early in the evening. These devices emit a blue-shifted white light, as opposed to the red-shifted white light of the sun, a candle, or a light bulb.
We're really extending the night, but at the same time, when it's the day, we either sit in a very dim-lit room, we sit in our offices, and so we're really shifting our light activation, but we're actually working opposite to it.
If you suffer from depression when the days get shorter and darker, Dr. Hattar also recommends getting as much light as possible during the day.
Use the sunlight as much as you can when it's out. So, you know, even though the day is shorter, even if you go outside at noon when the sun is out, or if you can go in the morning when the sun gets brighter, the more you could use the sun in the day, the better, and you avoid bright light at night.
Dr. Hattar says learning more about how our bodies process light will help us understand how to use it in the healthiest possible way. To learn more about light and the brain, log on to brainscienceinstitute.org. I'm Dale Connolly, and from Johns Hopkins University, this is Brain Talk.